You're listening to SBS News.
The bridge crossing the Kerch Strait has been symbolic of Russia's annexation of the Crimean Peninsula. But when a truck bomb went off, the fuel tanks of a train caught fire, three people were killed and part of the bridge collapsed. There were long traffic queues waiting to cross the bridge, which is a major supply route for Russian forces in the peninsula. Rail services and some road traffic resumed a day after the blast. Inna Konovalova was trapped in her car in the traffic build-up and says she was not fleeing Crimea.
If we stop, if we don't move, we will spend the night in the car if possible.
The head of a Russian investigative committee has handed down a report with findings into the blast and the fire on the bridge. Alexander Bashtrykin says it was a terrorist attack designed to destroy large civilian infrastructure and that some suspects have been identified.
The special services of Ukraine and citizens of Russia and foreign countries who helped in the preparation of this terrorist attack.
The Deputy Prime Minister says divers are inspecting the bridge damage. Meanwhile, Russia's President Vladimir Putin accuses Ukraine of orchestrating the powerful explosion.
There is no doubt this is an act of terrorism aimed at destroying critically important civilian infrastructure. This was devised, carried out and ordered by the Ukrainian special services.
Ukrainian officials are yet to claim responsibility, but President Putin has signed a decree for tighter security on the bridge. The United States has not directly commented on the bridge blast, but White House security spokesman John Kirby did reaffirm U.S. support for Ukraine.
The president was talking about finding a way to end this war, which we all want to do. We all want to see this war end. It's gone on way too long. And what needs to happen is for the two sides to be able to sit down and negotiate and find a way out of this peacefully and diplomatically.
And survivors of a deadly attack on apartment buildings in Zaporizhia are recovering from the destruction. At least 14 people are dead and more than 70 are wounded. 73-year-old Tetiana Lazunko lives in one of the damaged buildings.
There was an explosion. Everything was shaking. We were here in this place. If not, I don't know what could have happened to us. We were here, between the walls. Here is a chair and everything was flying. And I was screaming. There's nothing in this area, no industry, no military, no military factories. Why are they bombing us? Why?
Russia has repeatedly targeted the southern city. The Ukrainian Air Force says multiple missiles were used and launched from Russian-occupied territories. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.